Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born in Sydney, Australia, our next guest is a comedian, actor, host, and longtime friend of the show. We've seen on such series as Legit and his own Comedy Central Late Night Show, as well as his numerous comedy specials like Alcoholicost, Fully Functional, Intolerant, High and Dry, and many more, as well as hosting his own podcast, I Don't Know About That. And tomorrow night, you can see him live on stage at the Midland Theater. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Jim Jeffries.
Hello. Mr. Jim Jeffries, how are you?
Mr. Jonathan Darrington, how are you?
I miss you.
I'm good, mate.
I miss you, my friend. I can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
You're coming to the show.
Of course.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. It's a good set I got going at the moment. I'm excited.
Dude, I was watching there because I can't remember the network, but I got caught up in watching Legit all over again. And I want to tell you, man, that show stands up. It really does stand up.
There's a lot of things in that show they wouldn't let you do now, I don't think. But, look, I'm very proud of that show. Yeah, it's been 10 years. It's been a long time.
Yeah. No, you should be proud of that. I was watching the other day. I was binge watching it.
It's on Hulu.
That's right.
Used to be on FXX at like 11 o'clock at night after reruns of, Mad About You on a Tuesday. And if the sun was rising, right? So now you can watch it whatever you want on Hulu.
No, it's really good, man. I was thinking about that and just thinking about when we first met so many years ago and just how great that show really was. And just wondering what the world would look like for you now because, dude, it's such a different look. I mean, I remember that lady at Stanford's. You started to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, and she had a full meltdown in standing there now, vibrating like she was going to have a full seizure.
In all fairness, I think I was talking about actually giving Jesus a hand job on the cross. There was a lot going on, you know what I mean? Like I wasn't just mentioning Jesus. I was being very blasphemous. So you know, you got to.
That's right. That's, I remember now.
She wasn't unprovoked.
it's great. But now you got kids, man. You got a kid.
I got a couple of kids now. Yeah, I got two kids, two different women. I can't get out of America. I'm here for the long haul, man. I got my 11-year-old lives up the road, and I got a 2-year-old who lives with me, and it's great. I like being a dad. You know, but the difference is with my comedy now. Of course, I don't talk about drugs and hookers and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff about being a dad. You know.
Yeah.
But it's fairly edgy stuff about being a dad. It feels weird to be on radio with you without Craig interjecting.
I know.
All the time.
Well, listen, tell me all about your drug use. You tell me about everything. Just tell me what we did the other night. I miss him, dude.
I miss him as well. I've got a wall of books in my house that, are all coffee table books and stuff like that, like things you can pick off the wall and sort of have a flick through casually here and there, and I still have the King of Sting.
Me too.
Still sits there.
Yep.
The King of Sting, his biography is still there. So I miss Craig. Does the club still exist?
No. The club's gone. You've got the Funny Bone now and the Comedy Club of Kansas City. You got two clubs And that's it. That's all there is. And and the world's
a vessel. What about legends? Does legends still exist? Is
sure.
Still out there next to the NASCAR track with that dinosaur restaurant?
The dinosaur restaurant, this will be sad for you. It's gone now. The dinosaur restaurant didn't make it. But the rest of it did. Yeah, I know.
I hope they didn't bury it years later. Someone it will undig the whole thing and then find all those dinosaur skeletons. I remember it was a Dave and Buster's, dinosaur restaurant.
Yep.
They were going to open a water park out there or something. And I used to be in a hotel just out there for a week. I used to do the Kansas City Club from Tuesday to Sunday or something like that. That was some lonely times, I tell you.
Yes.
I did to myself what I did to Jesus on the cross many, many times out in that car park.
Well, you just, and here's the thing that, and I've told you this before, but you are of that fearless nature on stage that you have that streak, that genetic code that you want to see the rise in hypocrisy. You want to see, you know, the stuff you're going to say is going to get somebody upset. But I mean, honestly,
I'm not in the business of upsetting people, Johnny. What are you talking about? I'm just trying to bring a smile to the faces of the people in the crowd, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Make the world laugh a little bit.
Well, you know what? Those of us that laugh know, and truly, you do come along that you've got that Lenny Bruce, you've got that Carlin, you've got that, you get right down to the deepest, most vulnerable part of somebody's hypocrisy, and you give it a, look at it. Isn't that nice right there? Oof. Oh, was that two knuckles? Well, let's just push it a little further.
And it's, well, I think it's very nice of you, but I don't know if it's as complex as that, but I appreciate the compliment.
Well, I mean, listen, the Midland Show, this is the way to see you. I'm telling you, it is... It's just one of those shows that it's going to take you on a ride. Now, again, you have to be a true fan of comedy, and you got to be pretty okay with a lot of things because you're coming at everybody for everything.
All you have to do is know that I'm joking. If you know I'm all comedy, if you don't know a comedian's joking, then comedy must be a horrible experience to watch. You must just watch it like this. Like, why did that person leave that banana peel out there? Someone's going to break their neck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you know people are joking, it's fine. Everything's fine as long as you know it's a joke.
Yeah. See, I think I never want you to ever be anything but Jim Jefferies. Like, you know, you'll get guys like that, and I think that's what happened with Legit is you took the real Jim Jefferies. You took your real life into Legit. People who don't know that was built from your real life.
Yeah, that was pretty, well, it was pretty loosely at times, but pretty spot on at other times. That was very close to my real life. In fact, you know, the girl who's the prostitute in the first episode of the pilot is the mother of my first child. So, you know, look, I shagged the first actress I worked with. I got into Hollywood real quick. and then the guy who plays Rodney, we won the Disabled Blokes of the show. He still comes to my shows all the time. And DJ Qualls, who's, you know, the skinny guy at a road trip, and Dan Bacchanal, who's, you know, from Veep, we're all still friends, you know. For my birthday, we all hung out and had a murder mystery night, you know. So we're all still mates.
So that
show was a very important part of my life. I wouldn't have my son or my friend base without it, you know. So even though I only got two seasons and should have gotten more time on telly, it was a very important part of my life, and I don't regret a bit of it. I miss that show every day. I wish I could still do it. But everyone comes up to me and goes, "Oh, will Legit ever come back?" And the answer is no, because Billy would be dead. He was dying in the first episode, and that was 10 years ago. The chances of that guy still being alive.
Yeah, but I think there's more in you. I think you've definitely got another sitcom in you. And how are you doing in Hollywood? Because you know, listen, here's the thing I love. There's so many things I love about you, Jim. But the thing I love is no matter what, in the room, you do not have the filth. You can't stop yourself. If you see someone BSing, if you see him being a bit of a hypocrite, it's always for fun and for a laugh. But in Hollywood,
I may be blacklisted and not know it. I don't know. I had other sitcoms and stuff going on, and at the moment I'm about to record some stand up in Australia with some Australian comedians doing Jim Jefferies and Friends thing to give, you know, some of my friends exposure in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, from America and Britain. We're flying people over from everywhere.
Great.
And apart from that, I also host a game show in Australia which I tell you what, I love it. I love hosting a game show. This is a job I'll be able to bloody do when I'm in my 80s. You know, it's easy. You don't have to remember lines or anything. You just read a teleprompter and ask a few questions. It's a very easy gig, you know. So I do a bit of that as well.
Listen, you're clearly destined for radio.
I got offered morning radio in Australia. and they said I could do it from America. They said I could have the morning radio spot for Sydney, right? They go, you can do it from America. And 2 p.m. was still too early for me. I was like, no, I can't do it. It's too early.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, listen, I'll tell you, man, I go back to, obviously High and Dry and Intolerant were amazing, but Freedom and Bear. Freedom, man, you got people riled up. And I'm a gun owner, Jim, you know that. And I learned to shoot when I was a little kid with my father. I have a great deal of respect for him, but I like guns.
Yeah.
But everything you said, I couldn't have agreed with more. I'm literally standing with both hands cheering in my living room watching the special, mostly at the uncomfortable nature of people getting pissed off about it.
I'm not anti guns. No. I just want a little bit of gun control. I know, as I've said this, we're in the middle of America, people are angry at me hearing me say that. But, it was a very weird time in my life, that gun control routine, because it went viral every time there was a school shooting, and I'd wake up and there'd be a whole lot of text messages or whatever, or my career, a lot of messages from people writing to me angry or whatever, and I think, oh, there must have been another shooting, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it was very odd to be so synonymous with a stand-up routine that was so surrounded by so many tragedies.
Yeah.
But, look, I don't have to talk about shit that's going on in America, because there's so much shit going on in the world right now to chat about. The Americans stay safe from this set. I don't get into American politics at all in my current state. With who we have to vote for, I'm not interested in either of them.
I know.
You know how we always go, if celebrities come out and go, make sure you vote, I'm like, make sure you don't vote. Don't vote for either of them. Both of them are too bloody old. You know, they should have to vote by iPad, and we should have just two votes. And if one of them can figure out that, they get to win the election. Yeah. You know what I mean? Biden's the same age as my dad. My dad has no dementia, and I wouldn't let him be in charge of dinner.
No, it's real, man. It's your doctor looking at you going, I got bad news, and I got bad news. You want AIDS or cancer? Yeah. That's what you get.
I don't need someone to be in their 30s, but just give me someone in their late 60s. You know, let's go crazy. They always go, we should go diverse. We should have a person of color or a female prime minister or a president or whatever. I don't need that. I just need someone ever so slightly younger. Someone who doesn't get social security. That's all I need.
That's all you're asking.
Someone without a bus pass, I'll be fine with.
I feel like you're right. Somebody who gets up maybe less than two times a night to pee. That's all I'm asking.
I get up once a night to pee. I have arthritis in one of my hands and can't hold a pen anymore. Like, and I'm 47. By the time I'm Biden's age, you'll be wheeling me out of stage at best. I'll be propped up like Hannibal Lecter to tell a few jokes at the microphone.
Listen, tell me this. How did you go out of the lifestyle? Because you used to love a good tear it up. Like, you'd go on a tear, and it could last a few days.
Okay. So first of all, I gave up cocaine. And then when I gave up cocaine, I used to call myself a great drinker, right? I thought I was the best drinker in the world. And I wasn't a good drinker. It just turned out that I was taking cocaine. As soon as I gave up cocaine, it turned out that I was such a sloppy drunk that people thought my situation had gotten worse. people went, oh, no, he's really hitting it hard now. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I've improved my life substantially. I'm just falling over a lot more. And so,
it's so true.
I had to give up alcohol to prove that I'd given up cocaine, right? So it was a vicious circle, right? Yeah. So I gave up the drinking, then I gave up the cocaine, and then I gave up smoking 2 years ago. I don't smoke or vape or anything like that because, you mostly did that with drinking. And then when I gave up the smoking, it's funny because you give up drinking, everyone throws you a bloody parade. Everyone talks to you like you're some type of champion in America. You can say to them, oh, I don't drink anymore. Everyone starts applauding, right? And then you give up smoking, you go, hey, I don't smoke. And people go, you should have given that up years ago. It's a disgusting habit. They still condemn you, right?
Yeah.
And now I've taken up weed, right? And life couldn't be better. Where was this drug my whole life? Where was this happy little experience where all I wanted to do was eat food in the corner? And so you balance that out with a bit of Ozempic, right? And you're good to go. All you need is a little bit of weed, a little bit of Zempic to even you out, right? And you're a fully functional human being. So I found a good balance, Johnny. No, I found a good balance.
Dude, listen, tomorrow night, the show is in Kansas City. If you guys want tickets, go find them. It's a Midland show. It will be a sellout. If you want to go, you need to jump on. You need to get the tickets right now. It's the Give Them What They Want tour. Jim Jefferies returns to Kansas City. Brother, I can't wait to see you. I'll stop by and say hey.
Mate, yeah, come backstage. We'll hang out for a bit. I'm really looking forward to seeing you, brother.
All right, love you, man. Thanks for getting up. Stay right there, man. The great Jim Jefferies. Dude, I'm telling you.
He's Mike's favorite, and I didn't realize us staying in town. He's here. Damn it.
Yeah. No, he is. And again, if you haven't seen his Freedom or Bear, it is. And I'm a gun owner. I believe in the right to own guns, the whole bit. You can always separate the people you can be friends with at that bit. You know, because you go, oh, come on, you got no sense of humor. Mm-hmm. You got nothing. You got like.
Now, in America, you had the Sandy Hook massacre where little tiny children died, and your government went, maybe we'll get rid of the big guns? And 50% of you went, f*** you, don't take my guns! So here's where it gets confusing, right? Now, as I said, I'm all for your Second Amendment rights. I think you should be able to have guns. It's in your constitution. What I am not for is bullshit arguments and lies. There is one argument and one argument alone for having a gun, and this is the argument. F*** off. I like guns. It's not the best argument, but it's all you've got.
It's true.
And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with saying, I like something, don't take it away from me, but don't give me this other bullshit. The main one is, I need it for protection. I need to protect me, I need to protect my family.
What he does, America.
Really? Is that why they're called assault rifles? Is it? Never heard of these f***ing protection rifles you speak of?
Dude, when he owes American.
I know.
It's fantastic. Trust me, this is not for everybody. Like, there's a whole new generation that will go see Jim Jefferies and be completely effed up. And I'm talking about the ultra woke, who will be like, God damn. Like,
do you know Sweden was the last place in the free world to give up on eugenics? Right up until 1974, they were sterilizing people against their will if they were disabled or had a degenerative disease. So if you were cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, you're a dwarf, they sterilized you.
That's 1974. That's recent history. But if you go there, you can't argue with the results. Oh! Me, they're good looking. Like, they're so fucking good looking, man. They're so good looking, it's like they're killing the ugly people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.